Kwaba, Ekabo, Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa. It's the end of another week and the beginning of Bankless DAOs Season 5.
This season, we will continue to bring you Sats and Gwei with the usual weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent, but this time with a little extra vim. I am Miss Purple.
And I am Neki, your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa. We take a deep dive again to see how the markets are doing, and they seem to be doing pretty okay, with Bitcoin currently sitting at $24,830.45, up from $23,178.95. Ethereum seems to be doing pretty good, currently sitting at $2,008.75, up from $1,713.87. Solana currently sits at $47.29, up from a figure of $40.38 last week. Optimism seemed to have experienced a slight decline in its value, currently sitting at $1.53, down from $1.97 last week. The Binance coin currently sits at $329.31, up from $314.26 last week. And the Bank token currently sits at $0.0196, up from $0.0169 last week.
That brings us swiftly into our national currencies for the week, starting off with the Ghanaian cedi, which sits at 9.07 cedi to the dollar from 8.72 last week. The Nigerian naira is at 419.22 naira to the dollar, up from 417.57 last week. The Lesotho luti is finally up. I don't know if that's a good thing. It's up from 15.84. The Lesotho luti is up from 15.84 to 16.19 luti to the dollar. In comparison, the South African rand is down from 16.78 last week to 16.17 rand to the dollar. The Kenyan shilling is at 119.45 shilling to the dollar from 119.72 last week. And last but certainly never the least, the Central African CFA franc sits at 637.25 franc to the dollar from 644.14 last week. And with that, we're going to give you some summarized headlines from last week or the end of last season's Sats and Gwei updates. We're going to start off with the South African professor who accused the central bank officials of spreading misinformation that damages crypto industries.
And even amidst a market crash, Africa's crypto adoption numbers continue to break records as blockchain investment grows.
Web3 entrepreneurs in Ghana and Zimbabwe are continuing to show how crypto can be used for social good.
The local Nigerian currency, the Naira, plunged to an all-time low, and the Central Bank of Nigeria blamed market speculators for this plunge.
The Stakeholders in Blockchain Association of Nigeria, known to many as CBAN, moves to deepen blockchain technology in Nigeria.
And a group of first-year students won the CV Labs Blockchain Hackathon in South Africa.
And last but not least from last week's updates, the CeeLo Africa Web3 Fund inaugural event kicked off in Kenya and is set to take place in Nigeria for their next event. And with that, we are going to get straight into this week's headlines and this season's inaugural headlines for the week. We're going to start off with the UN, where their trading body is calling to halt cryptocurrency as it continues to rise in developing countries.
The United Nations Body for Trade and Development, the UNCTAD, has cautioned against the use of cryptocurrencies in developing countries, citing these currencies as financially unstable with inherent economic risks. The use of cryptocurrencies in developing countries, which was already growing in popularity at the time, gained much more pace and traction due to the incidence of the COVID-19 virus. Persons living in these regions have turned to cryptocurrencies as a means of creating wealth and staying ahead of inflation. The organization has, however, stated that without curbing the use of digital currencies, it will be increasingly easier to commit economic crimes such as tax evasion and avoidance. I mean, I have an opinion about this headline. I feel like cryptocurrencies are currently solving a lot more problems than the shortcoming they are trying to point out. And I feel like if all they're worried about is a small group of people evading tax, then that's not a very solid reason for them to want to try and curb cryptocurrency activities or, I don't know, blockchain space in general in Africa, because it makes no sense to say that the only reason why you are probably kicking against the mass adoption of this is because people could use it to commit economic crimes. I don't think I agree with that. I'm not sure how well it sits with a lot of people, but personally, I don't think I do agree with that. But moving on to the next headline, the Bank of Central African States, the BEAC, approves Central African Republic crypto project.
The Bank of Central African States has declared its support for the national cryptocurrency launched by the Central African Republic. This decision to support the Noble Initiative in the Central African region was reached by the Ministerial Committee of the Central African Monetary Union, known as UMAC, in July of 2022. The concern, however, is that the launched cryptocurrency may begin to compete with the regional franc CFA. In view of this, the Central African Republic, with the help of the regional financial regulatory authorities, is seeking to develop a framework that will regulate the use of its crypto asset and preserve the relevance of its local currency. Personally, I've never been a fan of the CFAs. But that's just, you know, my personal opinion based off of the history that I have seen around it. I am not a big fan of foreign influences having such a steady hold on an entire country and its economy. So I would challenge us as an entire continent to try by all means to decouple ourselves from any and everything outside of our own natural resources. However, I do know that legally speaking and you know, when you look at the policies and the regulations and financially speaking and all of that stuff and economically speaking, it may not be possible as yet, but I don't think it's something for us to give up on. I think the fact that something like cryptocurrency is potentially threatening the local currency should be looked at, and you should pay attention, and you should look at, why is this the way it is? Why is it weak where it's weak? What can we do to strengthen it in a way that generally serves the people? Because that's one thing that crypto has above all these other currencies, is that crypto is, at the end of the day, for the people. Now, of course, people can do negative things with it, but at the end of the day, we know what it's there for, and it's up to us then to use it for what it's intended. And hopefully that is positive, you know, motivation for us to continue improving. Moving on to our next headline, the most curious nation about crypto is Nigeria. And this is according to a Bloomberg study.
Nigeria always seems to make its way to headlines every week with new numbers and adoption. Now, in a recent report released by Google Trends, it has ranked Nigeria as the country with the most cryptocurrency-related keyword searches in the entire world, with an index rating of 371, sitting above countries like the UAE and Kenya. Nigeria has been ranked the most cryptocurrency-obsessed nation in the world by Google, actually. And Nigeria, amongst other countries, remains optimistic about cryptocurrency despite the bear market. I feel like the optimism coming from all of this is just an indication of people's willingness to try and explore what possibilities exist with blockchain technology. Obviously, people are not backing down. The markets are starting to recover. They look like it. But even all the period when there was the bear, I think Nigeria still made headlines a couple of times for still breaking records for adoption and cryptocurrency transactions and usage. So I feel like it's maybe a growing culture. It's maybe a growing movement in Nigeria for people to get involved in the blockchain space and choose to stick with it no matter what. And I feel that's good energy, to be honest. That's really good energy. Moving on to the next headline, the Celo Foundation to help African startups scale via its Web3 fund.
I would like to state this actually before I let you know more about this particular headline, but I'm extremely proud, you know, when I look at the stuff that Cello Foundation continues to do, especially because they were one of the earliest people that we had on our podcast. So if you haven't listened to that just yet, do go give it a listen and let us know what you think. And who knows, let Cello know what you think of their innovations and what they're continuing to do. But with that, we're going to get into the bit of news with a focus on key industry areas such as savings, lending, remittances. Cello has been steadily growing its regional presence. In addition to this, Cello has organized multiple meetups for members of the local blockchain community of these sub-regions. Startups can communicate with established partner venture capital firms with the aid of Cello Africa Web3 Fund to seek funding for scaling their business operations. The African ecosystem team at Cello organized a workshop back in July, and the aim of the event was to grow a network of entrepreneurs across Africa, which will encourage ideation and innovation in the Web3 space. Like I said, it's phenomenal, you know, to see people continuing to put their money where their mouth is and to say, we truly believe in Africa, and we're going to do that with everything that we have. And if you require community meetups, we will give you community meetups. You know, if you require funding for your businesses, we will find a way to make that happen. So kudos to Cello. And I hope everybody else, you know, continues to build with that same ethos of building for the people and giving access to the people. Because at the end of the day, you may not necessarily be the one to find the solution, but you could be the one to find the person to find the solution. You know what I'm saying? It's all about community. Onto our next headline, Nigerians trade 497 billion naira in Bitcoin amid the CBN ban.
Wow. Well, we have Nigeria again at the forefront of headlines. Despite efforts on many fronts by the Central Bank of Nigeria to curb the use of cryptocurrency, record transaction highs are still being attained. Now, between January 2021 and June 2022, Nigerians exchanged a total of 497.35 billion Nigerian Nairas, which is an equivalent of $1.16 billion, in Bitcoin, demonstrating the growing importance of the virtual currency in the country's economy. One of the nation's leading cryptocurrency exchanges, Paxful, reported Nigeria as the country with the most volume of trades on its platform, with a total of $760 million worth of cryptocurrency trades over the course of 2021. These statistics are an indication of the growing adoption and increased belief of the country's citizens in cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. 500 billion is a lot of money in any currency. 500 billion naira is a lot of money. And, you know, there's a lot of bans on cryptocurrency trades by the CBN. I mean, you could get your account locked up, you could get your accounts closed down, you could get your funds confiscated if they actually get wind that you trade cryptocurrency or you make receipts or payments in cryptocurrency. But still, it's like people are like, what the heck, we don't care. And they keep doing this. But it's also pretty sleek that Nigerians have come up with more discrete methods of doing these things, you know, trading and making payments, receipts. So the CBN is doing their best to try and stop what is the next movement of finance in Nigeria. But it just feels like people don't care and people will keep trying to go ahead, try to be one step ahead of them, no matter what they do. And I feel like it's a good thing for Nigeria. I mean, Nigeria is like the most populous black nation in the world and apparently the most crypto obsessed nation in the world and apparently the country with the most Bitcoin transactions. That is too many records on too many fronts. I'm proud. I'm really proud. I'm moving on to the next headline. BitDAO to fund Africa DAO with $20 million for Web3 adoption in Africa.
BitDAO joined Polygon and Synthetics in being partners with AfricaDAO. The organization, which has amassed over $105 million from several partners, is set to receive an additional $20 million from BitDAO. AfricaDAO, which is a new investment fund created to advance Web3 development, will focus on investment in Web3 talents, support for Web3-based educational initiatives in Africa, and funding rounds for African companies. As an African who believes she has some kind of talent, this is exciting. I hope when they say, you know, they're going to focus on Africa, they mean the whole continent, you know, because many times, as I mention often, is that they'll say Africa and then they nitpick like two countries and then they say, no, we funded the whole continent. But I'm very excited for this. This is exciting. It's very promising. I hope to see more and I hope to see their final results. That's where it all comes out. That's where we see for sure if they did phenomenal things. But yeah, on to our next headline, Bitcoin without internet. SMS services allow sending Bitcoin with texts.
This one is really interesting. Really, really interesting. Now, the goal of financial inclusivity for persons in all tiers of society is gradually being made a reality through the efforts of innovators and developers in the blockchain space. Millions of Bitcoin users that the internet-reliant Bitcoin protocol was unable to reach before now can now be easily included in this ecosystem through an invention which employs the use of a cell phone network to transact with Bitcoin. The new SMS-based service is called Machankura, a slang word for money in South Africa. The service was created by South African developer Kokta Songako in the hopes that the ability to transact in Bitcoin via text will bring Bitcoin to millions of people and introduce a new wave of adoption in unreached regions. This is mind-blowing. I mean, I don't know what to say. This is novel. This defines a new level of innovation. I mean, I didn't see it coming that anybody would ever make it possible to transact Bitcoin via text messages like SMSs. And it's coming from Africa. I am so proud to be African. Super proud to be African right now. You have no idea the joy I have inside of me right now. Anyway, moving on to the next headline. South African Web3 firm fractionalizes rare ZAR-proof coins into NFTs.
Moment, a South African Web3 tech company, fractionalized a set of rare gold, silver, and bronze coins from over 130 years into NFTs. Each coin, cut into several pieces, allows people to gain ownership in a single NFT. The set of coins, which are part of the first ever South African rand, is currently valued at $1.2 million. The CEO of Moment, speaking on the NFT, described it as buying into something where you actually have a piece of ownership in a real, tangible, rare mineral set, emphasizing that it is totally different. This is interesting. It's interesting because they keep going. You know, they did this with the Kruger Rands and now they're doing this with gold, silver, and bronze. They may be onto something. I don't know. They may be onto something. So keep your eyes on that. If you are a Moment user, keep your eyes wide open. And if you have any extra information, you can always share along the way. That would be phenomenal. But next onto our final headline for the week, the Binance CEO meets with the President of Central African Republic to discuss crypto adoption.
Owing to the official declaration of Bitcoin as a legal tender in the Central African Republic, the country has been getting attention from the world of cryptocurrency. The meeting between the CEO of Binance, Champeng Zhao, we all know him as CZ anyway, and the current president of the Central African Republic was held to discuss crypto adoption and regulation framework. CZ believes Africa is ready for crypto adoption and seeks to launch a blockchain awareness and education program across Francophone Africa. This is good. You know, I mean, I think that most of the outreaches that have been done for blockchain education have mostly been targeted at English-speaking countries. But it's pretty good to see that we're starting to branch out and to trying to reach out to countries that do not necessarily speak English. You know, the Francophone-speaking countries, mostly French. And that is good because I feel like the more people know, the easier it will be for people to get involved in the blockchain space. And I'm not sure how widely adopted blockchain technologies are in the Francophone countries in Africa, but I feel like these efforts combined would be very useful in getting people educated and enlightening people on what this cryptocurrency technology is about, what the blockchain space means, what Web3 holds for the future of Africa, of the world, and definitely get a lot of people interested and onboarded into this space. I love it. I love what Binance is doing. I love what Celo is doing. I mean, Binance seems to be doing the most, and Celo also seems to be doing the most. I'm not saying it's a competition, but kudos to them both.
I think this was the most phenomenal way for us to start off the new season. And I'm excited for what this could bring for the next, you know, few months, for the rest of the year. It does feel like where I'm kind of on the brink of something, you know, maybe to unfortunately use the cliche words, maybe we're not entirely out of the bear. And maybe we won't entirely be in a bull for the next while. And that's okay. I think we're on the brink of, you know, when you're teetering across the edge. So we're at the edge of this bear, I feel like. And I think that's more sentimentally speaking than in financial terms, you know, because I know the markets are still not phenomenal, but I think they've definitely, something has happened to people's feelings and people's sentiment and people's creativity. So I am very excited to see what this could bring in from now until hopefully the end of the year. I think some great things are going to come out of this. DeFi seems to be coming out of the woodworks as well. So that's exciting to see. But I think in general, I am proud to be an African. I am more and more proud each day to say that I come from this beautiful continent of people and that we're continuing to innovate and we're continuing to take up space in places where many people did not think we belonged. And I thoroughly love, and I'm going to quote Think Decade, something that he said in the official kickoff of season 5 in the Twitter space that we had this past week. He said, while the rest of the world is so busy trying to regulate crypto and trying to, you know, arrest all these people, in Africa, it's changing people's lives. And that is a quote right there. You know, while the rest of the world is busy trying to figure things out, we're changing lives. So I'm proud to be here. I'm very excited to be here. And with that, I think we will end off this episode right here. And just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a rating on whatever platform it is you're listening from. After all, we are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So until next time, be relentless.